The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Donald Trump is famous for hitting his opponents pretty hard. Now, we're going to see how big a punch he can take.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes.
More after this from Charlie. It's a tried and true concept in politics. If you want to motivate voters, whether it's to vote a certain way or to give a large amount of money, you have to scare the hell out of them.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes, because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his very thin skin.
CBS's Nancy Cordes said from what she heard, Mrs. Clinton is going to frame the race not as a choice between a Democrat and a Republican, but between a steady leader and a flake.
The former Secretary of State brought up the many foreign leaders who have mocked Trump, describing him as, quote, dumb and barking mad, a man who changes opinions like the rest of us change underwear.
Mr. Trump, of course, responded right away, sending out a parade of tweets, which CBS's Major Garrett will now read for us.
Bad performance by crooked Hillary Clinton. Reading poorly from the teleprompter. She doesn't even look presidential, Trump wrote, adding, too much failure in office. People will not allow another 4 years of incompetence.
And to think, we're still 6 weeks from the conventions. How will they keep the insults fresh? Or will they get so desperate they resort to debating issues? Only time will tell. But I think I can see what's going on. Hillary Clinton has been described, even by some of her supporters, as too boring for the Trump era. But she's betting that compared to a guy who is, what did she say?
Dumb and barking mad.
Yeah, compared to that, boring will look pretty good. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.